Now, I think we're back here. Go ahead and give us a call at 657-330-94 for Facebook. And y'all charge it to my fat head, but not to my heart. All right? I think we can go here now, and we'll hopefully have some of our callers to give us a call back here. 657-383-0944. One of the things that I believe will be helpful, I see a lot of tension and frustration, and I believe misunderstanding by particularly our youth, the young people, young folk in their 20s and 30s and teens and what have you, because they're listening to stories in the media, and they're listening to other groups that organize themselves to portray that everything about the United States of America is wicked and bad. Okay? That would mean that you too are wicked and bad. Because we, you and I, make up the United States of America. Oh, yes, we have a government, and we talked about that. We talked about how that the government is instituted among the people. And when the people are together and when the people are sincere, they can make a difference within their government. Government don't own you. You own the government. 3720, welcome. Can you hear me? Caller, can you hear me? Caller, can you hear me? 615-3720. Can you hear me? Your own live. Got music. I'm not sure what's going on here. 705-3720. You're live in the studio. Can you check your phone there or?
Yeah. Hey, now.
Okay. Now there you go. Now there you go. Now talk to me. Talk to me. Talk to me. Okay, so how you doing?
Man, I'm all right. I'm maintaining. How about yourself?
We holding the road, man. You know, I was just speaking to say life throws you sometimes some boomerangs, but you can't let that get the best of you. You know?
Oh, no. You got to stick with it.
Yeah,
That's what it's about.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. What'd you say?
No, go ahead.
Just letting you know that we're talking from the topic, how to build a beloved community. That's a concept Dr. King popularized. And what do you think about that? Do you think that's utopian or too big of an idea? Is it possible? What do you think?
Well, you're saying something real heavy right there now. I think you're talking about how to build. When you're talking about how to build something in particular,
yes, sir.
It's going to take some work, you know,
what?
To build something like that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, to build something like that, you know, it's going to take work, man. It's not something that you can just talk about. You got to do it.
Yeah.
And in order for that to happen, you got to have the equipment. Where would you get that from?
Come on, talk to me, man.
You got to have the people that don't mind following the instruction.
Okay.
And then you got to have all the things that's required to make it work. And that's where the continuation come in at. There's a continuation because, you know, the word of God does say that the enemy comes to steal and kill.
That's
and also to destroy. And he builds on that. He builds on that. Remember that I said he builds on that.
Mm-hmm.
And just knowing that, but he didn't stop there. But Jesus himself said that he came that you may have life
and have
life more abundantly. So, so that means that there is a possibility that to build something positive and good for, you know, the community or the city or families. You know, however you might want to fix it up. It's like still to build something, it's going to take the necessary equipment.
Okay. Okay.
That's just where it is.
Well, So if we don't, though, Pastor, you know, you and I are closer to our end than we are beginning. I think I can say that. If we don't build
something, that's correct.
Okay. If we don't build some kind of construct for our babies, for young folk to aspire to maintain, to carry on, and even in some kind of ways extend, then what will happen to them?
What's supposed to happen, you know, is that they're supposed to do their own thing.
Their own
thing.
Because
they have no guidance.
Oh, my goodness. Explain that, man. Talk to me about that. You said they do their own thing?
Yeah, it's like a brother named Fat Ricky, you know, the brother that I'm familiar with. Know about.
Yeah, I heard that name before.
And so it happened to him, and that's why I know the experience that came from it. I understand now. I got away from up under the guidance.
Okay.
You know, and then I ended up being guided by another arena that had things going on in it. And that's the thing about it, you know, it's like the enemy, when he comes to steal, kill, and to destroy, like I said, he can make something seem good. And before you know it, you're building on it. That's what happens.
Right.
And so I stand that as an example. An innocent kid. And so there are more innocent kids right now, as you said. If we don't get something for them to acknowledge, then you'll be looking at the same thing continually to happen, which is what's going on now.
Sure. You know, and here's the thing. I think it is a case, Pastor Waller, that people look to the right and they look to the left, and they're trying to find where they can place blame, right? Or to assign some accountability outside of themselves for what needs to be done that has not been done. But in reality, it's not about placing blame. You see what I mean? It's not even about holding anyone in a way that you can penalize them for not being accountable. If we got a problem, we got a problem. Well, let's work on that. Let's fix that. I read the text. Galatians 6, verses 1 through 3, and I'm going to reiterate it here. Says, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault. You hear that, Pastor? If a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such and one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burden. This is the ingredients of a beloved community right here, Pastor. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, help us, Holy Ghost, he deceive himself. Maybe what's going on is that we all out in the streets and we're thinking more of ourselves than what really it is to us, and we all messed up. Is that possible, Brother Preacher?
If you don't get the first part of it, when it says when a brother is or sister is overtaken in a fault, in a sin, ye who are spiritual, that's an order. So if you are spiritual, now that means that you would have a concern, not about yourself, because you already know you're spiritual, so that means that you have something to offer.
That's right.
And that's when you utilize the other part. You say, when a brother is overtaken in the fault, you who are spiritual, restore. Means you got a role to play in it. Restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself being tempted. You see, and that's the thing about a lot of people, they don't consider themselves being in that condition. So they'd be selfish. And that's why when you get to that other part that you were speaking about, bearing one another's burdens, oh, no, that's zero tolerance for that, man. Because it's, I'm not getting ready to
do that.
I hear him talk. I listen to him talk that talk, man.
Wow.
So when I hear that, I understand that they have no concern, no compassion, and definitely not spiritual, because when you're spiritual, you will have that like it or not, it's going to be in you. If you're spiritual now, but some people just don't believe that it exists.
To consider
themselves being in that situation is what I'm saying. They don't think that even could be possible. But the Bible says, consider yourself being tempted, being in a situation like that. That's basically what it is that you know.
Well, it's a recognition of the fact that as humans, we are capable. I'm not suggesting that you got to go out there and do it, but we're capable of falling. You understand what I'm saying? We're capable
that's
of
why, yeah, that's why I speak. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, that's so true.
We're capable of slipping up and having a misstep. That can happen. And it's helpful to understand that because of that fact, we should always keep ourselves in a point where we're telling ourselves that if someone else is weak, let me try to find a way to be a strength, a pillar to them. I think that's what the essence of the text is, you see. And these are the ingredients of a beloved community. But when people come from a selfish standpoint, if people say all the time, Pastor, man, I did all that for nothing. I ain't even getting nothing. I ain't even getting nothing out of it. You understand what I'm saying? Now, that's the wrong.
That's selfish.
Right. Right. That's the wrong. You ain't going to help nobody like that. Can I say it like that? You're not going to be very much help to anybody. And often you're not help to yourself even because your motives are wrong. You come there and you're looking for pat on the back, some sort of material or esoteric reward, and you decide, I'm done. And the minute I don't see it coming, I'm out of here. You see what I mean?
That happens. Yeah, that happens.
All the time. And
some just prefer to put people down. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, to your point, that is one of the reasons why folk don't want to get along with one, don't want to deal with each other. Because of past experience, they say, okay, who's going to be honest enough to make a sacrifice? You see what I mean? Who's going to be willing to say that I'll be the one to take the lick? If somebody got to take the lick, I'll take the lick. And when King was talking about this beloved community, he wasn't just talking about black people. He's talking about everybody. Now, that's where I think the challenge. Go ahead.
He definitely wasn't talking about all people.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've even heard people say that King was too passive. He was too weak. He was begging for stuff. Well, could it be that he understood that when you're dealing with all kind of people, you can't forcefully just have it your way? This ain't Burger King. Because
you ever heard that song that say, ain't too proud to beg?
Watch it now. Yeah. I mean... And, you know, I do believe in personal responsibility, Pastor, and that all of us have a responsibility to go out, put work in, right, and to build for ourselves the quality of life we desire, okay? Having said that, there are times where a brother or sister is in a fault, have an issue, have a problem, and they're not quite capable of doing that. And there's nothing wrong with me or you saying to ourselves, okay, that's where I come in to assist them. Now, you heard Bobby Womack talk about Harry Hipper, right? And his wife.
Oh, yeah.
And they gonna freeload. They don't want to do no work. They don't want to put no work in, but they always want to eat. Now, how that dog gonna hunt right there, Pastor? How that gonna hunt? You don't want to put no work in, but you're ready to eat all the time.
That right there is a possibility that they don't have no concern you know, that could be something that to be looked into. Because if it's that and nothing coming in, you already know it's not going to be present through the process. But if you work out, as you said earlier, that the scripture said, for brothers overtaken in a fault, ye who are spiritual, that's order. That's what that is. That's the scripture that says, we then who are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. So that's information right there, man.
Yeah. I mean, when we get to a point where our lives only about us and really no regard for anybody else, you're kind of like on an island out there by yourself. You know?
Oh, yeah, brother, yeah.
And you may wonder why people are glad to see you go and hate to see you come. You know, you understand what I'm saying? With that mindset, with that mentality. And so we're on Talk Straight tonight. This is Talk Straight. This is your host, Reverend Doc Regatt, our co-host, Pastor Walla, on with us. And we had our topic up, but the computer went down on us. Then we brought the show back in, and it went out, and we brought it back in. But our topic tonight is how to build a beloved community in America. We've been really speaking about some examples of some things. In 2022, we had some angry folk out here in Nashville the other night. That's downtown at state capitol. They didn't like the way the Republican side of the legislators were redistricting the maps and so forth and so on. And they were within their rights to come out and to express their discontent with that. But despite that, there's a process. You understand what I'm saying? And we have to move on. And I would encourage everyone that's out there to find ways that you can do what you have to do for you. Hold to your beliefs. But find ways you can get along with folks before you decide to sever the ties and burn the bridge. You understand what I'm saying, Pastor? That's so easy to do.
Without a doubt.
That's so easy to do, to set that bridge on fire, man. Burn it all down. Burn it all down.
Well, I complicated.
Right. But it takes a lot more patience, takes a lot more understanding and a lot more wisdom to keep that thing alive, keep it whole. You see what I mean? And to make it across the bridge. When you decide that I'm just burning it down, I don't care. You burn yourself up and you set the house on fire, and you have no way to jump out the window. And what sense does that make?
Self-destruction.
Yeah, you know what I mean? How much sense does that make? So, but I want to emphasize something else that I shared in the monologue in addition to the text. One of the things that the framers or the Thomas Jefferson and others that wrote the Constitution, some might say that they were hypocrites because many of them were slave owners themselves when they wrote these words, we the people, in order to form a more perfect union. Now, how you going to do that? Now, in this time, that was difficult for that to be lived, simply because there were people who were not trying to be unified, particularly with the slaves, those that were enslaved. As we study that, Pastor, and as we consider that, can you think of some ways we can improve on that today? Now, of course, slavery is over with now, just then. I think people make themselves more of a slave to drugs, alcohol, sex, gambling, all kind of things. You understand what I mean? But the type of slavery we were talking about then, that's illegal now in the United States. What can we do, Pastor, to tell young men and women in 2022 that looking back at that and looking at where we are now in terms of opportunity, what is it that we can inspire them with, Pastor Wallace?
What I would first say to the young is to get understanding. I mean, you said it earlier about, you know, wisdom and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
But that's highly important. If you understand why you do what you do, which is something mm-hmm. that doesn't happen, I mean, I thought I'd let you know that. I didn't understand what I was doing, but I was doing it. So let's just think, if I understood it, now I heard about it, but I didn't understand it.
Mm.
Then they say, you know, saying that they talk about, you may not understand it now, but you'll understand it later in the by and by, things like that. Well, I got a chance to understand what I know now. It caused me to walk away from it because I saw so much harm in it.
Mm.
But from the beginning, I had no understanding of it. So I would say to the young and to those that is of age, to get understand why you do what you do, and that would help you only if you understand that. If you don't understand it, you know, you may do it for a while, and well, before you know it, years and years have gone by.
Right.
But being that you get understanding, you can get a grip.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah. Wisdom is the principal thing. And in all thy getting, that's what you're saying. Get
Make sure you get some understanding. Yeah, make sure you get that. Highly important.
Mm-mm. There are so many things. I was just looking, Pastor, and I was thinking there are resources right now that young cats that sell drugs can benefit from. And they don't have to have no college degree to do it. You understand what I'm saying? They do require.
Say that one more time.
I said there are economic-based resources that are set aside from taxpayers here in the state of Tennessee that young folk who sell drugs can benefit from. But a couple of things are happening. One, they don't know they exist. Two, they don't know how to access them. And three, their mindset is not there to do. You follow what I'm saying? And I understand
that's
why.
No doubt.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. What were you going to say?
No, that's no doubt. You're right. Go ahead.
I was just going to explain that I understand the drive and the motivation to do things that are considered to be illegal because people are trying to survive, and that's oftentimes all they know. Now, that doesn't make it right, but it doesn't mean that you should not be taken seriously either. Now, I would argue that part of the issue is those who are in position of leadership and who are charged with making that available and making folk aware of these opportunities have not done their job too well. See what I mean? And we can kindly tap them on the shoulder and say, hey, you need to go over there and there's some unfinished business you got right there. Now, is there anything wrong with that? I'm supposed to be the teacher, and somehow students are not learning. Is there anything wrong with somebody tapping me on the shoulder and say, hey, doctor, yeah, we got a problem here. What's wrong with that, Pastor?
Got a big problem. The teacher got all this knowledge and all this know-how, and the student is not getting no parts of it. Oh no,
that ain't cool.
The streets will. They'll show learn in the streets. I'll tell you that now.
Oh yeah, they'll pick something up out there, won't they?
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
Even if they can't.
And I thank God, I really appreciate and thank God for those who have taken heed, that's young, mm-hmm. and going on to do great things, without a
mm-hmm.
doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still a major amount of people who are lost out in the world just because they started to indulge. And
right.
it's like, you know, at that point, it's just that grip that it has on a man. So they wouldn't be able to recognize all the things that's there before them, as you explained earlier so well, that they don't even have to sell drugs and would be able to be successful on a good note. But
mm-hmm.
because they don't know no better, they only go off what they know.
Right, right. And see, they put work in, it's just in the wrong way, right? And because even to build this beloved community we're talking about, it take work. Somebody's got to put some work in if you're going to build something.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. I mean, and it may not always be easy. It may be tiring and laborious, but that's what you need if you're going to build something. The question is, do you want to build it? And what they say, if you build it, they'll come. If you build it, they'll come.
Yeah.
You know, and that's my thing, is I do appreciate the struggle. The struggle is real. Struggle was real. But we have an opportunity to turn a struggle into our success, especially if you learn some things from your struggle. That's what I appreciate about your book, particularly your first book, Still High. Your thesis is, as bad as the things I engaged in were, I realized I have an opportunity to turn that around into something good. As terrible as those things were. That's what I appreciate about the thesis in your book, Still High. And even the flip side, you know, you continue on that with the flip side. Go ahead.
Very interesting, because it's like I was sharing with a guy earlier tonight about, you know, that particular thing. He said, you used to play with Cone, didn't you? I said, yeah, I played with Cone. I said, I wanted to go to Pearl. He said, it wasn't Pearl Cone. I said, no, it was just Cone. And I let him know that, no doubt about that. I said, I got it in the book. And I told him what page it was on. I said, look at it. And it said, Forsaken Talent, a message to the youth.
Mm-hmm.
So I overcame it. So I'm sending a message to the youth to let them know, don't go down this route. And
right.
that's what you're talking about. I was able
right.
to get free and let the people know that it's a way to escape. But if you don't know, you just don't know.
Well, now, what if we make excuses for people, Pastor, not to escape?
Go ahead.
What if we make excuses for people not to escape? We set them up to make an excuse, and they never move from where they are. They're perpetually
that's already going on.
Say what?
Oh, that's already happening.
What? And is that a good thing, Pastor? Because I see some old heads doing that. You see what I mean? And many of them had a bad experience themselves and really didn't achieve the things that they said they wanted to. So they encourage young folk to just give up, shut down, stay where they are, don't even try.
Well, I think they call them to make fun out of it. I think they're having fun with it, you know, with going down the wrong avenue.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm. Yeah. The one writer in the New Testament scripture admonishes fathers not, I'm paraphrasing, to aggravate their children to raft. Tells me that it's possible for a father, a parent, or an elder to be a negative force in a child's life. You're not going to help them. Just leave them alone. You understand what I'm saying? Just get on out the way. If you're incapable or unwilling to help them, just don't get out the way. Because you're going to do more harm than good, you see. And that's one of the the key things there. That's one of the key things that we I believe we fall short on in terms of understanding that. So, but yeah, all right. Well, look, man, I think we've lost most of our listening audience already. So we'll just go ahead and bring the show to a close. Is there anything else you'd like to bring up before we cut out of here? We've been talking about trying to anyway, how to build a beloved community. But perhaps we'll bring this back next Tuesday when we have better experiences.
Yeah, I mean that's beautiful, man. I mean, just to know how to build, and the way to build is that, you know, you include the Lord and say, unless the Lord build the house, you know, it's built in vain anyway. And,
wow.
And so I just appreciate, Lord, that we build according to the order. When it said, this is the day that the Lord has made, tell us to rejoice and to be glad in it. Now that is a good way to start building. Get excited about who made this day and realize how much work that's to be done and how to get started. And so many things that can become motivating only if we build on what he has presented to us. And like you say, man, I mean, it's a new way. And in order to do things in a new way, we got to realize that the old way is not going to be effective anymore. You got to remember.
That's right.
He says it like this. He says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new.
A brand
creature.
New.
Then he said, old things now are passed away.
My
and
God.
I like that because he said, behold, pay attention, because all things become new. So that means that we got a chance to build on something new. So, yeah, man, that's good. It's good, good show. In the amount of time that we had, still considering it. Good show. God made it work.
The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar.
Yes, sir.
It's not how you come out. It's the fact that you came out.
Yes, sir. That's right.
I didn't come to preach, but I could preach on that right there. I could preach on that.
I think that's all right.
Yeah, it's not all the time.
That's
all right. But the fact that you're out, you made it out. You made it out.
That's what counts.
Yes, sir.
That's what counts.
So with that, Brother Pritchard, we'll go ahead and wrap it up tonight. And I want to thank you for joining us here. I realize it was choppy. And I want to thank the few people that were following us on Facebook there. I realize it was choppy. And we're going to try to do it good for you next Tuesday. Next Tuesday night for another Talk Straight. And we'll get it right. This is a popular group that McFadden. When them cats ain't no stopping us.
McFadden and Whitehead. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
We're gonna keep moving forward. We ain't gonna stop. We're gonna keep it.
That's right.
Keep it moving. We'll end with McFadden and Whitehead. Ain't no stopping us now. Thank you, Brother Preacher.
That's right.
And until until next Tuesday, 7:00 p.m. We're gonna strive to come back to you and bring it to you there. On behalf of our co-host, Pastor Ricky Waller, and myself, Reverend Backwell, we thank you all again, and we look forward to seeing you.
Long way to go, and where we'll end up. Just forget.